Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Welcome to the eerie hush that now befalls our meadows, orchards, and fields. Once a symphony of buzzing vitality, the collapse of pollination systems has silenced them into vast stretches of sterility. The relentless march of environmental degradation has not spared these tiny agents of life, our indispensable pollinators. Phantoms of Fertility marks a grim milestone in our planet's tale of neglect. In a world where the thrumming wings of bees were once as reliable as the sunrise, we now wake to a dawn where the hives are empty and the fruits of labor wither on the vine. The absence of these tiny creatures echoes loudly, a reminder that their decline spells disaster for our food systems and natural ecosystems alike. The bees, once heralded as keystones of biodiversity, are now harbingers of a silent spring, but this time one that extends into an endless, bleak summer. From pesticides to habitat loss, the thread of causation weaves through human activities with unerring precision. Farmers who once danced to the rhythms of an agricultural system, supported by wild and domesticated pollinators, now face the Herculean task of manually pollinating crops. As much as this article hopes to stir your deepest reflections, let us ponder the bitter irony. Our hands, responsible for pushing pollinators to the precipice, now tremble with the burden of doing their job. Scientific studies have painted the stark portrait of this crisis. The fall in pollinator populations, not just bees but also butterflies, bats, and birds, is attributed to a cocktail of chemical warfare in the form of pesticides, shrinking habitats, climate change, and invasive species decimating indigenous populations. Each factor alone is a challenge, but together they form an insidious vortex, pulling pollinators into oblivion. Adaptation and resilience are terms that resonate with anyone who recalls the final chronicle of the coral, reef's resilience on the brink. Much like the coral reef's adaptive supercorals, there's a whispered hope among scientists for the rise of superpollinators, those that can withstand the onslaught of human-induced changes. But this hope dims against the backdrop of a world where the environment's patience wears thin, and the adaptive capacities of these creatures are outpaced by the speed of our destruction. Witnessing the barren fields and fruitless trees, one might be tempted to muse, if not for us, then for whom does the planet bear fruit? In an era of technological wonder, could robotic pollinators become more than a speculative fantasy? As alluring as this solution may seem, it is but a plaster on a wound that gushes far beyond the realm of pollination. The collapse of pollination systems is not an isolated event, but a chapter in a broader story of ecological unraveling. Our relentless pursuit of growth now confronts its own biological limits. The symbiotic dances of nature, disrupted by our discordant footsteps, move to the brink of extinction. As you, dear reader, close your eyes to the notion of nature's plenty, remember that this tale is not one of distant, fanciful dystopias. It unfolds beneath our very fingertips, vivid and visceral. And while we may turn the pages in search of solace, or indeed escape, the plot of our current zeitgeist remains unyieldingly real and immutable. As Phantoms of Fertility draws to its close, we leave you pondering a world that, despite our wishful thinking, may never bloom with life as it once did.